ओम शांति। There was once a research laboratory and that lab dealt with poisons and that lab got infested with rats and those rats became a source of great disturbance for the scientists who were working there. And they tried hard to kill those rats with the poisons which were there with them. But something else happened. Rather than getting killed, those rats started enjoying those poisons. They relished that poison so much that they started becoming more and more healthy. Relishing those poisons. So that further created a problem. So the scientist devised a method. It was not a new method, but the old technique of using mice trap. So they kept a trap, and in that trap they kept few pieces of bread and cheese, hoping that those rats would get tempted and would ultimately get caught. But even this method fell flat because those rats were so much used to those poisons that they did not even look at those breads and cheese. Now what to do? It was a difficult situation. How to get rid of these rats? So one of the scientists ultimately thought of a plan. What he did? He started to cover those pieces of bread and cheese with poisons. And when this was done, that poison acting as a bait, all the rats started getting trapped. And this is how the problem was solved. Something like this has happened with us also. We are so much used to words, speech, talks, conversation, discussions, language, grammar, parlance, that even if we have to talk of silence, that silence needs to be coated with words, speech. Manmanabhava is a state of complete silence. Complete wordlessness. Complete speechlessness. Complete soundlessness. The soundless speech. But even if we have to discuss about it, that bread of manmanabhava, that bread of silence, we may not relish unless and until it is covered with what? Words, language. Probably that's our failing, that's our shortcoming probably, that everything we understand only with speech. Can we reach a stage where we transcend words and try to understand the eternal language of silence? and that divine language, and that divine silence, and that divine whisper is the whisper of Man Manabhav. Each one of us, as we become Brahmin, right from day one, we have been hearing in Murlis, God says that forget all relationships of the body, all the religions of the body, and just remember me. This word we have heard times out of number, and we all try to do that, to stabilize in that stage of Man Manabhava. But how to do that? If somebody asks us, what is the way you remember Baba? What is the technique of meditation? Many people come and ask how to meditate, how to achieve the bodiless stage, how to have the angelic stage, how to have that seed stage. Most of the time I tell them, meditation is one such thing which one learns only out of one's experiences. There is no technique, there is no art in that way, that you learn something and you start doing it. Somebody has done in a particular manner, you also do the same manner, it will not work. Meditation is the blooming of the soul. Meditation is the flowering of the soul. Man Manabhav. It's a state of complete blossoming, a state of maturity which one experiences only with his own experiences. There's one sister, and recently she narrated to me one experience, and she told me that this has happened many years back, but I never shared this with anyone because I feared what the Brahmins would make out of it. Probably a sort of miracle they will think, and that would become a commonplace thing. She said that once she had gone to some foreign country, and it was a retreat, and she was in silence and in Baba's remembrance, and she was walking on the road. And suddenly there was a mire, quagmire, and she slipped into it, into that mire, daldal, and till her knees she went straight down, and there was no way of escape, and she looked around and there's none, and she was going down and down and down. And she didn't understand what to do. She was going down, and it came till her waist, and she was sinking in that, and within few minutes she would be no more. And suddenly she said, I remembered Baba with such intensity, which I never did before. And she said, Baba, if I have really surrendered my life unto you, and you are my everything, Thy will shall be done. And she just surrendered. And she was sinking and sinking and sinking, and at almost till her chest. And within few minutes she would be gone and disappeared. And she looked around and there was none. And she just closed her eyes. And within fraction of seconds, when she opened her eyes, she was out of it. And she looked around and there was none. How that happened, she says, I don't know. And she said, I never shared this with anyone, because I don't know what Brahmins will make out of it. But that sort of thing which has happened, what level of remembrance that must have been. She asked me, this thing happened. I asked her, Do you think it is a miracle? She said, I don't know. And I never shared this with anyone. I am just putting in front of you. You decide if it is true or false, whatever. I am not talking to test the veracity of her statement. But this is not just one example. There are hundreds and hundreds of examples around the world in Brahmin family where such unusual things have happened. I'm not saying that if this is true then we believe or we are remembering for some sake. Not like that. Just putting forth that even such a thing has happened. And many people have told even many miraculous things like that. Recently one brother in Pandabhavan had shared a similar experience. But in that case there was a man who came and who brought him out. And when he saw, he was already gone. And he never met him again. So what happens, we really do not know. So I was telling about this deep state of Manmanabhav. This word has come twice in Gita and at both places in little different context. Somewhere there is a promise by the Lord that if you do this, this will happen. And at another point, it is like if you do this, you will get rid of all your sufferings and sorrows. So now, when we talk of Manmanabhav, as I said, it's a state of complete silence. It has nothing to do with any outside show. It has nothing to do with any particular pose, any particular practice. It's a very deep and internal stage of silence. And in fact, it is a whisper from God. And it's, in fact, it's a divine call that every soul receives. Even those who have become Brahmin and those who are doing intense effort, a time comes suddenly where you receive that sudden call from Baba. A silent call. I remember once I was going to some place and there was a bhatti which I had to conduct. It was starting next day and I was at the airport and it was the last flight and when I showed the ticket and they said that this ticket is not there in our computer. It's not showing. Probably this is something wrong has happened with this. And he suggested talk with you, the person who made and all that. But contact could not be made. And all preparations were done with the place where I was going. So I just told the person that I am sitting there. If anything happens, let me know. And I just sat there. And I began my talk or conversation with Baba. And it was as if even I forgot why I have to, what I have to tell him. It was just as if in that seat stage for 5-10 minutes I was just sitting, dropped the body down, and as if this airport turned into a subtle world. And I reached the supreme abode and I was there in that bodiless stage. Even I forgot that for why I had sat there. And after 10-15 minutes, the person called me that there was some mistake in our computer. That's why it was not showing your ticket. It's there. Because at one moment I got a little restless or uneasy. Now what will happen? All preparations done there and what all things. So many thoughts. But everything disappeared and there was 10 minutes of silence and this thing happened later on. So I realized Why can't we remember Baba like this all the time? This was the situation that stimulated me to enter into this stage of bodilessness. But otherwise, is it possible every day to have that stage? And as I said, it's not about words, it's about silence and it is about whisper. God is whispering into our ears, remember me. Who can hear this whisper? When can we hear this whisper? How long can we hear this whisper? And what are the qualifications to listen to this whisper? Is a thing to churn. Have I really heard that? And whisper is something, you know, you whisper very secretly. But this is also a very secret thing which God whispers, that you have to remember me. Forget others. Forget even the way they are remembering. What is your link with me? What is your deeper connection with me? And how do you see me, remember me, love me? What is your personal connection with me? How much time I spend with Baba throughout the day? You know, this is such a good question. How much time I spend with Baba? Just being in His presence. To be with Him, to walk with Him, to see Him, to be in His company, to talk with Him. This is such a joy of life. Only the soul who has tasted this nectar of divine love can know it. Where you can hear this whisper? This is also one of the questions. Who can hear? We get the answer in the Murli. Those who are yogis and those who are pure, and those who have tasted silence in their life. The deeper the silence, the deeper would be the stage of Manmanabhava. The more we relish words, speech, sound, we are farther away from that stage of Manmanabhava. So increase the silence. The silence of listening, the silence of churning, the silence of understanding, the silence of recalling, the silence of speaking even. Even whilst we are speaking, the speech should arise from the bed of silence. The river of speech should flow from that source of silence, and then only that speech would be very powerful. Otherwise, throughout the day, whatever we speak, and if we analyze, we will find that most of it is waste. And if you want to store spiritual energy, you will have to seek silence. Silence is the way to store energy. Energy of thought is the energy of fortune. This is Avyakta Mahavakya by Bab Dada. This is the energy of thought is the energy of fortune. How much I spend my energy throughout the day, how my thoughts are. So this morning I was thinking of Manmanabhava. And I thought, what is Manmanabhava? And I tried to correlate it with ABCD. And we can understand Manmanabhava in a deeper manner in two things: when we are in silence, and second, when we are in the company of nature. In the last 8 years, I have been here in Abu, and my greatest teacher are the mountains, the lakes, the waterfalls, the trees, the birds, the greenery, the silence, animals. And the more you spend your time in nature, the deeper becomes the understanding of knowledge. Because knowledge is so much, so vast. If one decides to read everything, it may not be possible. But to read little and to churn more. To read one line and spending 1 hour just trying to understand that one line. And this induces the level of churning within and the level of happiness in the similar manner what one achieves in yoga. The highest stage of knowledge and highest stage of yoga are same. You reach the same point through the path of knowledge and through the path of yoga. Usually Brahmins are more focused on yoga, but deeper churning of knowledge, understanding each and every point of knowledge, the deeper connotation of that knowledge, that line, that point, that statement, and what is the hidden meaning and what is the silence. Baba is sitting here, we are sitting here. He is speaking from silence, we are in words and we are trying to understand him. How it is possible? We may catch his words but not the hidden meaning. We have to achieve the same level of silence from where he is. He is avyakt. So one has to become avyakt in order to understand the avyakt. Vyakt cannot understand the avyakt. To reach the same level of unmanifest. Last few days we were very much busy in hospital. So I couldn't get much time to think of this. But this morning, when I spent some time in silence, about 3 to 4 hours, I tried to understand what is this Manmanabha. As if I am trying to understand it for the first time. Let me forget that I know anything about it and let me begin a new journey. And I think this is a wonderful way. Whenever you get something new, a topic or some point for churning or any new murli, view it as if you are seeing that thing for the first time and try to feel the freshness, the newness of it. So, what is Manmanabha? It's difficult to define it, but we'll try to explain it in different words. The first thing is, Manmanabha is the aroma of the soul. Aroma means fragrance. It is the fragrance of the soul. The soul does not become aromatic, pragma. It doesn't achieve that level of fragrance unless and until you are in that stage of Manmanabha. And what is yoga? You know, Jagdish Bhaiji had defined yoga and not at one place, but various places in different ways. He said Manmanabha is Smriti. Manmanabha, second definition is, it's a journey, yatra. Manmanabha, it's a milan, meeting with God. Manmanabha is concentration. Manmanabha is attention. Manmanabha is surrender. Manmanabha is soul consciousness and God consciousness. Manmanabha is getting lost in one Baba. And Manmanabha is relationship. These are the 10 definitions of Manmanabha. What exactly is to remember him? It is difficult to define, but these are some of the definitions. It's awareness, it's relationship, it's milan, it's getting lost in him. It is soul consciousness, it is God consciousness. This is how we understand it is a stage of concentration where you are so focused in Him that you forget all other things and soul starts getting powered, empowered. So the first is, Manmana Bhava is the aroma of the soul. It is the fragrance. Unless that stage where we are in the remembrance of God, where we are remembering Baba, we are emitting out fragrance. The greatest service, suppose we are sitting in Baba's room and remembering Him, okay? And there's a brother or sister who is very disturbed and who enters that room and he sees us sitting there and we are lost in his Baba's remembrance. We do not know that person. We even do not know that that person has seen us. But seeing us, he is inspired. We have not spoken a single thing to him. We have not said anything. But just looking at us, he felt inspired. And probably he was searching his answer, running from pillar to post, seeking answer from different souls. And the moment he saw us, he remembered that, why I am not seeking the Father? Why I am running? And so wishy-washy in mind. Why such instability? Let me also remember like this brother or this sister. So, Manmana Bhava, the first definition is, it's the aroma of the soul. It's the fragrance. So emit that fragrance. Baba says you are rose, spiritual roses. Our fragrance is very, very invisible. But it can hit the soul. It can touch the souls. Those who are far away, whom we do not know also. Second, Manmana Bhava is the beauty of the soul. We are most beautiful when we are in the remembrance of Baba. We are most beautiful when we are lost in His remembrance, sitting as if totally drowned in Him, in that ocean. So let's become more and more beautiful by remembering Him too much. And one thing about Amrit Vela, we all do Amrit Vela, but make it a aim as long, at least when you are in Madhuvan, to make it as strong as possible. Not a wink of sleep. And even increase the duration of it. For that, you might have to sleep quite early. Earlier than what time you sleep. So that you can have better. Amrit Vela is not just a time to have yoga, but it's also a time for churning. There are two things. And I'm not saying that you make a drastic change in the timing, but try to increase it. Every day, go back by 5 minutes. Every day, go back by 5 minutes and try to make it as powerful as possible and with creativity, with newness every day. What yoga I did yesterday, the next day's yoga should be different. And you will get new touchings every day. New ways of doing yoga, new ways of meditating, new ways of remembering the Father and new way of understanding His love for us. So Manmana Bhava is the stage of, it's the beauty of the soul. Third, C, Manmana Bhava is the celebration of the soul. When we are in that stage of remembrance, we are in fact celebrating God. We are in fact in that stage of celebration with God. It's a stage of utsav, what we call celebration. Soul has long suffered in the body. Now the time has come when Father has come again. Today's Murli. Once again. So when He has come now, Let's celebrate. And the greatest celebration is not outside celebration. There is an outside celebration and there is an inside celebration. Person may be celebrating outside yet depressed at heart. But the real celebration is the stage of Manmanabhava. So be in that stage of remembrance and increase that celebration. Those people celebrate and we also celebrate. But this is a different celebration. Those people keep many vrats or fast. They do fasting, we do feasting. That is the difference. Here there is a feasting. So increase this celebration with God, with Baba. Fourth, Manmanabhava is the dance of the soul. When we are in the stage of Manmanabhava, we are dancing actually. In today's morning blessing, Baba said, children of God can never cry. We cannot cry. With the heat of yoga, do what? Burn the tears of this tank of tears. So increase that heat of yoga. Yog ki dhoop. Increase that dhoop, that heat. So Manmanabhava is the stage of dance. How much I dance throughout the day. Or I am in the stage of sorrow, suffering, complaining, this is not good, that is not good, why this is like that, or I am trying to explain myself, this is in drama and drama is good. This is also not a very good stage for an intense effort maker to keep on explaining oneself that this is because of drama. There is a question and then bringing drama. There is a question. The easiest stage of yoga is that you are continuously dancing. Whatever that is happening, I am happy with it. I have no complaint. Whatever things are happening, I am okay with them. This is not a very small stage. A very powerful stage. Eternal stage of dancing inside within us. We are those dancing prophets. Dancing messiahs. Dancing messengers of God. This is our sannyas. We are not right sannyasis, but dancing sannyasis who celebrate everything. Even death is a celebration here. Even death is a celebration. And then next, Manmanabhava is the stage of enlightenment of the soul. Soul is enlightened. To seek answers to the questions of life, there is no end. Whatever answer somebody gives, that answer will give rise to 10 more questions. We don't have to seek answers to questions, we have to end questions. Finish off the questions. So, when we are in that stage of Manmanava, remembering Baba, whether all relationships or whatever, we are in that stage of enlightenment. And then next, Manmanabhava is the stage of, it's the flight of the soul. F. It is the flight of the soul. Soul is flying out of this body, slowly is going out of this body consciousness, and the cause of all sorrow is this body consciousness. So the cause of all happiness should be going away from this body consciousness. Going away from the gravitational force of this body, transcending the body and going up. Manmanabhava is that stage of the flight of the soul. And then next, Manmanabhava is the gimmick of the soul to defeat Maya. Gimmick means a trick, a stratagem, a yukti to defeat Maya. One is to fight with Maya, thinking of it as an enemy. But there's one more way. Forget about them. And increase your time of yoga. Increase your duration of yoga. Increase the quality of yoga. Try to spend as much time as in silence. Rather than chit-chatting and rather than wasting time in words. Such great power is in silence. I often remember in my own life, there was a time, even before coming in this Gyan, and I often tell about it. I was silent for 6 months, not a single word from mouth, long back. Not because I tried it, it happened on its own. That was a spirit of spiritual revolution I underwent. And that period, the life turned from the material to the spiritual. And those experiences are indescribable. Even without any knowledge of spirituality, of Brahma Kumaris, or even bhakti. It was just a stage of silence. So Manmanabha is a gimmick to deceive, to defeat the Maya. And then Manmanabha is the hormone of happiness. Manmanabha is the hormone of happiness. When we are in the stage of Manmanabha, that as if that happiness hormone is getting released from all the glands, and even the physical illnesses would get okay. You get rid of them. Because happiness is such a stage. When you are in that stage of happiness, everything in the body, all the biochemical reactions and everything start changing. And that's what we see most of the patients we have. They are suffering from psychosomatic illnesses. Their illness is hidden in the mind. And the moment the mind is happy, everything is happy. Just now, before coming here, 5 o'clock, one patient had come. Today, just now, before coming to this class. And she said that I was in such a stage of depression. Such a stage of depression. I didn't understand what to do. And then she heard some of the class of Brahma Kumaris. And she said, I just came out of it overnight from that depression. I was on so many drugs, tablets, but everything was gone. Just with that one class. So people have got miraculous experiences. So Manmanabha is the hormone of happiness. And then Manmanabha is the income of the soul. When you are in the stage of Manmanabha, you are earning. It's a very, very invisible income. How the things are getting deposited in the account, nobody can see, but it is getting deposited. So, the more we are in Baba's remembrance, that invisible income is increasing. Automatically. And then Manmanabha is Jiyadan. Jiyadan means donation of life. Baba has often used that word in Murli. Manmanabha is Jiyadan. As if a new life soul gets, then we are in Baba's remembrance. And some people say we have a very difficult yoga, but persist, 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 and automatically that deeper stage of Manmanabha will come. The deeper stage of internal bliss will come. And then Manmanabha, in Hindi there is a beautiful word, khurak, is nourishment of the soul. We have food for the body, but Manmanabha is the stage, it's a food that sustains the soul. And soul is definitely hungry. It had remained hungry for a very long time. And this is the time that our hunger has been quenched or quaffed by the stage of Manmanabha. So nothing of this world can satisfy the soul. Soul is infinite. And finite can never satisfy the infinite. If you want to reach, last Sunday's Murli was on contentment. Nothing of this world, which is finite, can ever satisfy the soul. because soul itself is infinite. Infinite needs infinite to remain, to get, to reach the stage of contentment, satisfaction. And Manmanabhav is that stage of infinity where we achieve the highest level of contentment. And then Manmanabhav is the life-giving herb, Sanjeevani Booty. Soul has become unconscious. We go through so many stages, sometimes body conscious, sometimes soul conscious, sometimes God conscious, sometimes unconscious also, where you just lose everything. Even that is the stage sometimes happens. So, coming to that stage of silence, the deeper solitude within, entering into that cave of silence, as if injects the soul, the divine adrenaline, and we are back to that stage of animation, vivacity, liveliness of Brahmin life. Otherwise, we see around that many Brahmins, the life has become dull and drab. The same Amritvela, the same Murli, the same food and the same lifestyle. They feel that we are bored. Even such a stage can come. There is one Avyakta Murli where Baba has said, their pressure of stage goes down. Blood pressure of stage goes down. Spiritual hypotension. And there starts sweating with the stage of disheartened mind. Even such a stage comes. Spiritual heart attack for that matter. So Manmanabhav is the stage of life. It's a life-giving herb of the soul. And then Manmanabhav is the music of the soul. M. Manmanabhav is the sweetest music of the soul. We have heard the long drawn out cacophony of this world, the harsh voices of the world, the harsh voices of the soul, of the worldly souls. This is the time to hear the divine music, the celestial music, the unearthly music. And Manmanabhav is that stage. In Hindi it is known as Anahadanat. There are two types of sounds in the universe. One is Ahat. Ahat means friction with some strife, a blow. But there is one more which is without any friction, and they say that is known as Anahat. And that Anahadanat in fact is Manmanabhav. And then Manmanabhav is the stage of, it's the nectar of the soul. It's the nectar of the soul, the divine nectar of the soul, ambrosia of the soul. And then Manmanabhav is the original nature of the soul. Our very nature, our very original, recently in one of the blessing it was there, why you are making efforts? But it is the very original nature of the soul is to remember its father. So, not to remember him is not our nature. We are rather going out of our nature. Our very nature is to remember him. And then Manmanabhav is the purity of the soul. P for purity. When we are in the stage of Baba's remembrance, we are in that highest stage of Brahmacharya. We are in that highest stage of purity, where everything is pure and everything starts getting pure. Purity is the prerequisite and purity is the result. Both things. We need not to teach others Brahmacharya. Those who are newcomers, teach them Jnana and teach them Baba's remembrance. Brahmacharya is Parinam, is the result. Purity will be the result of this knowledge. No need of speaking a single word about it. Just teach them this, and the moment they start loving the Lord, and when the moment this divine love enters their bosom, automatically things will come. And they themselves will experience that stage of ecstatic purity. And then Manmanabhav is the quiet of the soul, quietude. Or quiet, that stillness, that serenity of the soul. The moment we are in Brahma's remembrance, we achieve the same level of serenity which we had long back when we are in supreme abode. And that's what soul wants. And then Manmanabho is the rainbow of the soul. It's the colors, 7 different colors. We are automatically situated in them. We are not practicing, we are not saying even that I am loving soul, I am peaceful soul, but these 7 things are again the result of this stage of Manmanabho. And then Manmanabho is that swing of the soul of super sensuous bliss. And then Manmanabho is the thirst of the soul. As I said, soul is infinite, cannot be satisfied by anything finite, no matter what you feed it. Any worldly relationship, nothing is going to satisfy it. Only the divinity, only the divine relationships, only the divine union can satisfy the soul. So increase that divine union. At Amrit Vela, evening yoga, before sleeping, throughout the day, intermittently. This flame should not get extinguished throughout the day. Something should keep on burning throughout the day, in between. And then Manmanabho is the upliftment of the soul. It's rising of the soul. Ascending stage, what Baba calls. And then Manmanabho is the victory of the soul. V. And then Manmanabho is the yatra, journey of the soul. And then Manmanabho is the wings of the soul. And Manmanabho is the X-ray of the soul. And last, Z. Manmanabho is the Z security of the soul. You know, Z security. When we are in Baba's remembrance, under his umbrella, we are most safe. Manmanabho is like a fort where we remain very, very safe. So these are some of the analogies about Manmanabho. You cannot define Manmanabho, but you can compare that this stage is like this. It's beyond descriptions. It beggars description. And as I said, what is Manmanabho? The definition is based on individual experience. And each soul will have different experience. And each soul should relish that beautiful divine stage every day. New yoga, every day, new drill, every day, a new aspect to explore. So time is getting up. I'll just tell one last thing about yoga. Recently, sitting in Amrit Vela one of these days, I felt that this is how we remember Baba. When we are in supreme abode, trying to remember him 7 forms of Shiva Baba. The first, he is point of light. And I am trying to spend my time with him as point of light. He is point of light, I am point of light. Second, he is star, I am star. So trying to be with him in that stage. Third, he is seed. And I am seed. I am also seed stage, he is the seed and inverted tree. And I am combined with him. The fourth, he is the sun. And I am in front of him, in supreme abode. And then he is the ocean. And I am getting drowned in that ocean. And different layers of the ocean. And then as if he is the mountain, Baba said, I am mountain of sweet. And I am trying to engulf that mountain of sweetness within me. So bring newness every day. One can devise that. And rather, the touchings would come from above. We don't have to devise sometimes. Just sit with plain intellect and new ideas, new topics, new things, new touchings will enter from above. disciples of Jesus Christ come to him and ask, what should we speak? We have never spoken. We fear, we are afraid. The people are against you. He says, go and stand in front of them. It shall be given unto you at that hour what to speak. So Manmana Bhava is such a stage of silence. Om Shanti.